This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White with KCBX News. San Luis Obispo County voters will have a new sales tax to consider on the November ballot, aimed at raising money to pay for the county's transportation infrastructure. Rhonda Carley is the executive director of the San Luis Obispo Council of Governments, or SLOCOG, the group behind November's tax measure. He joins us in the studio, and let's start with the nuts and bolts. How would this tax work?
It's a half-cent sales tax. And if two-thirds of the voters approve it, it would then go forward and the funding would start accumulating for allocation in April of next year. Now, how it would be allocated is based upon an investment plan. That investment plan goes for 9 years. 55% of that money goes straight back to local jurisdictions to do as they need. Local control, give the money back to us, make certain it doesn't go to Sacramento, let us control our fate. The balance in, 25% of the money using for regional projects, primarily highways, and that's to address some of the ongoing congestion we have.
Supervisor Lynn Compton is one of two supervisors who voted against putting this on the November ballot. Supervisor Debbie Arnold was the other. Compton says she'd be more likely to support it if it were about roads, but she's not comfortable with the $22.4 million that would go toward bike and pedestrian connectivity and trails and $22 million for public transportation. She calls these giveaways because the tax would likely not pass otherwise. How would you respond to that?
Well, we're looking at a sales tax. Sales tax is paid for by everyone, people, all kinds. Some use bicycles, some walk, one or two ride a train, actually. It's not like a gas tax, which you could make that argument very strongly. In this case, it's being paid for by everyone. The other side of it is the significant public outreach we've had. 70, 80 groups, over 1,000 people. All of them have indicated a real strong desire for public transit, especially senior transportation.
I want to play for you a little bit of sound from the July 12th meeting of the supervisors where Supervisor Compton explains how she sees this tax imbalance problem with Sacramento.
The revenues are being diverted to satisfy annual budgets for salaries, pensions, health insurance, and other things such as the high-speed rail, other pet projects. If I approve this new tax or voting for it, I'm encouraging this mismanagement.
Does she have a point there? Is there something we should be doing beyond passing a tax like this? Could the county of San Luis Obispo team up with some of the bigger players like LA and San Francisco and sue the state for this money?
Well, we could obviously sue. The likelihood of that going forward is not very high. It's been told there's a lot of cash in Sacramento.
There's
a rainy day fund now. There's a cash surplus. The question is a matter of priorities. But given those, and those are all true, can we request more money going to transportation? That's the issue I mentioned. That was the unprecedented level of lobbying that's occurred, not from small counties like ours, but the League of California Cities, representing all the cities in California, all the county supervisors in the state of California, all the major counterparts are all pushing for the same thing. We still got gridlock in Sacramento, basically Sacramento saying no.
Rhonda Carley, the executive director of the San Luis Obispo Council of Governments, you may know them as SLOCOG, regarding this November's tax measure that will be on the ballot to make San Luis Obispo a self-help county. Thank you so much for joining us here on KCBX.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
And I'm Randall White, KCBX News.